It seems that this fellow was driving in a non-professional manner. We'll put it that way. The police officer arrested him, took him to night court. The judge was presiding. And as he stood before the judge said, "Okay," he said, "now I want you to do a few things." And the fellow said, "Like what?" He said, "I want you to lift your hand straight up over your head." The fellow said, "I can't do that." And he said, "Why can't you?" He said, "I was injured in a skiing accident." He said, "Okay." He said, "I want you to turn your head left or right." And he said, "I can't do that." And the judge said, "Why?" He said, "I was injured in a diving accident." He said, "Okay." He said, "I want you to bend over and touch your toes." He said, "I can't do that." He said, "How come you can't?" He said, "I injured my back lifting." He said, "All right." He said, "I want you to stand on one leg." He said, "I can't do that." Judge said, "Why?" He said, "'Cause I'm drunk." Then the judge said, "All right." He said, "That'll be $1,000 or 90 days. Which will you choose?" He said, "I'll take the $1,000. Now, you know, I would say he had great presence of mind. All right. Now, what causes all of the image problems that we have? Why is it that over 90% of the acknowledged beauties of the Hollywood world who are the envy of so many average people, quote, why do over 90% of them want to change the way they are? It is simply because they have a perception of their image. The beauty magazines, the fashion magazines, the articles that we read, they're constantly lauding beauty and health and brains. And those things obviously could be an asset or they could be a liability. But we're not putting enough emphasis on the things which really make a difference, those character qualities. And then the input is so negative. Dr. Shad Helmstetter says that the typical 16-year-old has been told 147...